solidarity, Bricky Team listener, when injustice, more sharp than a viper's tooth, as the bard declared, injustice, the greatest injustice ever, ever, poor Donald. U.S. of the U.N. of the U.S. of the world, Big Supremo Donald Trample the Poor, denied the Nobel Peace Prize, denied the well-earned opportunity to join, for instance, Menachem Begin, leader of the terrorist Stern Gang, which cost the Palestinian non-land, non-people their land, Henry Kissinger, Vietnam War warmonger, Barack Obama, murderer of Afghans and Pakistanis at will. His trained killers press a button in the Pentagon and whoopee, another drone slaughtering the bad guys like wedding parties. Great men of peace all, and Donald would be so at home in their company. Such altruistic, selfless company. But no. Despite the bitter, bitter, unjustified disappointment, Donald pushed on in his quest for world peace by bombing and killing more Venezuelans on the high seas in his campaign against, well, against presumably fishing, while his disappointment was assuaged ever so slightly that the prize did go to a woman who, like Donald, is bent on overthrowing the Venezuelan government because the Venezuelan government refuses to bow and scrape like all the other lackeys, including our very own big supremo, Anthony Albanese. But worse, worse, it favours the poor, the workers over the rich. Shame, Venezuelan government, shame. To compound the evil, Big Supremo Nicolas Maduro described the woman of peace as a demonic witch. Imagine how Donald's sensitivity would be abraded by someone using that sort of language. What choice has Donald but to pursue peace through his Department of War by sinking the Venezuelan fishing fleet and plotting the overthrow of this anti-caring business-class government? Donald also threatened to pursue peace by turning the Department of War on the non-land, non-people unless they throw down their arms and come up with bodies which may well be under the rubble, along with thousands of non-people bodies. The rubble resulting from Donald and Benjamin's bombs, with the Troubadour Aussie parts Troubadour Aussie doesn't supply, after Donald and Benjamin were good enough, caring enough to provide a ceasefire plan, knowing there was no need to consult the non-land, non-people. Anyway, for goodness sake, how do you consult non-people? A balance maintained by that giant of an objective fifth estate, Lord Rupert of Wapping. His Wapping Sin P1, twins tears of joy after 738 days of hell, release from dungeons of torture. Fair enough. Other than Lord Rupert's renowned unbiased coverage might have looked a little more unbiased if a week earlier he had also screamed at the illegal imprisonment of peace activists hijacked on the high seas and held by Lord Rupert's very close friend Zion in torturous conditions. Six pages of the horrors faced by Zion hostages were balanced by two columns devoted to thousands of non-land, non-people held illegally by Zion. The neutral tone expressed in the headline, High Price as Monsters Also Celebrate Deal. The article detailing how monstrous are these monsters, the non-land, non-people, all monsters. Lord Rupert, knowing there is no truth in one person's enemy, is another person's freedom fighter. The socialists went to this year's election promising to increase taxes on the huge superannuation balances of the filthy rich of the filthy rich. And this week, big economic guru Jim Chalmers' charmed capital, by announcing the government would carry out a bit of a promise, extracting heaps less from the filthy rich of. Jim looking not all that happy, but overruled by Anthony. Anthony, there are many policy areas, benefits for terrorist non-land, non-people, other taxes, a republic, for instance, where you tell us you can't take action because you didn't promise them. So why not keep one of the promises you did make? We are a government that listens to people and consults people, and the filthy rich of made it clear there were serious flaws in the original plan. Like what? Like that had to pay lots of tax. So the filthy rich of explained taxing the filthy rich of was bad for the filthy rich of. Exactly. Oh, well, that explains that. And that's good for the economy, unlike the real threat to the economy, highlighted yet again, as if we needed to be reminded, after aluminium giant Al Choker the Air announced it will close its Kwinana refinery in Western Trublawasi, sacking, or sorry, sadly having to let go, 220 workers. We appreciate the dedication and support of our Kwinana workers, Al Choker said, which will make them feel so much better. But the reminder, Western Trublawasi Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo, bloke called Shane Love, displaying his love for those workers, fingered the problem. Western Trublawasi's resource industry is under siege from red and green tape, heavy-handed industrial relations, changes, and a socialist-driven push for unionisation that is driving up costs and eroding investor confidence. There. No satire required. The problem in a nutshell. Or a nut's head shell. Investor confidence is so fragile, isn't it? Threatened by all that environmental green tape, when all that environmental green tape simply slows down the inevitable approval, and by caring business class relations changes like pay and conditions, and worse, evil unions. The delicate flower that is the economy is so delicate. Yet, in another carefully researched analysis, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin this week ran a series on how difficult it is to do business in Victoria, with caring employers complaining how difficult it is to recruit staff because workers could earn more in the public sector. Now, we might have thought there was a pretty simple solution to that, but apparently not. Hopefully none of them will be earning, the workers that is, earning too much soon if they really, really care about the economy. The Reserve Losses Bank Assistant Governor and Chief Economist Sarah Hunter, real name, says workers will have to accept lower wages, lower wage rises for the good of the economy and the country, which are the same thing. See, unless they accept lower wages, they will stoke inflation, that is, caring employers increasing their prices. So the problem lies fairly and squarely with lazy, avaricious workers and evil unions. We can't expect caring employers to take a cut. That would hurt all of us. Wonder if Sarah is recommending a cut in her own salary. Caring employers can't take a cut, but they can take corporate welfare, but only because they know that too is good for all of us, with the latest round of bailouts estimated to cost $1 million for every job saved. We raised the 600 mil smelter handout to Glenn Rotten to the core last week, whose 13 Trublawasi coal mines and other mineral resources haul in more than 14 billion revenue, on which it meets its legal tax obligations by paying not 1 cent. 600 mil from those who can't not pay tax. Well, another international pollution behemoth, Rio Tinto the planet, wants $1 billion in corporate welfare for its Tomago aluminium smelter. Money well spent, because it could use it to blow up a few Terra Nullius non-land, non-people sacred sites. On a positive note, inspired proposal by the Institute of Public Very, Very Private Affairs, how our state government could rake in an extra 290 mil a year. See, we're building all these prisons to appease Lord Rupert of Wapping, not that that doesn't stop him attacking the socialists day after day, and the Institute says we could lease out all those empty cells to states with overcrowded prisons. Genius, really. But we reckon the idea should be extended to solving the housing crisis altogether. Win-win. On Great Minds, the Giant Technology Mind of the Week award to Northern Victorian State Caring Business Class Party MP Wendy Love, Hell, What Have I Done?, who sent an email to thousands of her constituents welcoming them as new Trublawasi citizens, which came as a huge surprise to thousands of people born in Trublawasi who thought they were Trublawasi citizens. Oops! The Caring Business Class Party said most people didn't even know who she was, but will now. Well, yeah, and they'll admire her intelligence. Wendy, your Giant Technology Mind of the Week Award is on its way. And still on giant caring business class party minds, if we wondered why there were those long, long queues outside bookshops this week, the answer is simple. Former Big Supremo Tiny A Bit More for the Boss's new tome, True Blue Aussie, A History. Guaranteed to be history, but bearing little relationship to the story. And we can be sure Tiny's history starts at 1788. Indeed, he said this week, oral history is unreliable, so we can't confirm claims about frontier wars, about massacres. Tiny's no doubt academic research is also screening on Lord Rupert's No Facts Tell Lies pay TV channel, and notice SBS Telly is also running a series about True Blue Aussie, and no idea how accurate or objective it will be, but we can guarantee which one will be more accurate. A 700-page tome biography of a tiny predecessor, little Johnny Howhard, written by a couple of acolytes, reportedly sold 20 copies nationwide. Wonder if Tiny's literary contribution will match that. Historical revisionism, that mob who advertised expensive coins and statues and tributes to train killing and royalty, advertised this week yet another silver commemorative coin. We are proud of every Vietnam veteran. Didn't realise I was or we were young, ignorant cannon fodder. I am proud of the young 20-year-olds who had the courage and intelligence to refuse to join yet another illegal US of invasion with True Blue Aussie swinging along on its coattails. We await a commemorative coin to the brave young draft resistors and conscientious objectors. Finally, all that green tape unnecessarily delaying adding cost to all those goods for all of us pollution projects. As the Minister for Pollution Projects, Murray Swatz, the environment, works on his new environmental protection laws, hope no one would dare to suggest they are actually pollution protection laws. No, no. Murray has been consulting the polluters and has handed the mining companies draft extracts to make sure they are happy with his proposals, which he says will speed up pollution approvals and protect the environment. We look forward to seeing how. And he says he is close to an agreement with the Caring Business Class Party, Hayseed and Sheepship Coalition to support his bill, which means we know who and what will be paying the bill. And Murray will achieve what Anthony put him there to achieve. Well, the economy must come first. Good morning.